Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Donna from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, from 1968's James Brown. This was known as the unofficial Black Power Anthem.
All right. Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Erica from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we're going to be playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is going to be Georgia on My Mind from the year 1960 by the one and only Ray Charles. Ray Charles went blind before the age of 7 due to a diagnosis of glaucoma. This is the same year that President Dwight Eisenhower signs the Civil Rights Act of 1960 into law. I hope you enjoy.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I say, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa, Georgia, Georgia, I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
I said, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to the Tornado Radio. This is Delaney from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we will be playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Up next is the song Dancing in the Street by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, made in 1964. An interesting fact about the song was it was meant to be a fun, loving, carefree party song, but when it came out, the Civil Rights Movement was going on, so they used it to march up and down the streets too. Also, 1964 was the year the first Ford Mustang came out. I hope y'all enjoy and have a great day.
Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio with Baquan Johnson from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour we'll be playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. The next song up will be What's Going On from 1971 by Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye, instead of relying on other producers to help him with the song, Gaye was inspired by recent success of his production for the Vocal Act. He decided to produce the song himself, mixing up original Motown in-house studio musicians such as James Jamerson and Eddie Brown with musicians he recruited himself. That same year in 1971, his beloved duet partner Tammy Terrell had died after a three-year struggle with a brain tumor. His brother Frankie had returned from the Vietnam War with horror stories that moved Marvin Gaye to tears. This led Marvin Gaye to record What's Going On at the Motown Studios. This recording helped Marvin Gaye to become successful in his quest to address social issues within his music. Enjoy the music.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Oh. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me,
so you can see. Judge us simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it black and pick it sight. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is DJ Sanicia Traylor from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Alabama from 1963 by John Coltrane. Coltrane made his first recording while in the Navy with a quartet of fellow sailors. This is the same year that the 16th Street Baptist Church bombings took place.
Hello Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio. This is DJ Kyle. This hour we're playing the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Stand By Me from 1962 by Ben E. King. An interesting fact about King is that the same year of his birth, in 1938, Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was released. Enjoy.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me, stand by me. stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me? Oh, stand by me. Whoa.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Brittany from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Fight the Power from 1975 by the Isley Brothers. An interesting fact about the Isley Brothers is they took business matters into their own hands in 1969 by reestablishing their own label, T-Neck, which is named from their home base, T-Neck, New Jersey. The group also expanded its lineup with the addition of three younger family members, which consisted of brothers Ernie and Marvin Isley and cousin Chris Jasper. The new arrangement immediately yielded the biggest hit of their career, It's Your Thing, which won a Grammy for the best R&B vocal performances. And here is a quick clip of that. And I am pretty sure, if not everybody, everybody heard this, I'm pretty sure. And this marked the start of a period in which they dominated the black music realm, placing a staggering 50 singles on the R&B chart. And this is the same year that African-American students held protests at universities, including Cornell University and North Carolina A&T University in Greensboro, asking for changes such as black study programs and the hiring of African-American faculty. Also, on December 4th of 1968, Fred Hampton, who was the chairman of the Illinois Black Panther Party, was shot and killed by police during a raid. A federal grand jury refutes the police's assertion that they fired upon Hampton only in self-defense, but no one is ever indicted for Hampton's killing. Thank you very much. I'm Brittany with Tornado Radio.
Full of pain, I try to play. Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Lacey Davis from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, from 1967 by Nina Simone. By the time of her death in 2003, Nina had produced 40 original albums. This is the same year that the Beatles released the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Enjoy.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. Well, I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that still keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and you'd agree that every man should be free. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that still keep us apart. I said I wish you could know, I wish you could feel what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give you all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm wanting to live. I wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. Ooh, ooh, I'd be starting anew. I wish I could be like a bird in the sky. How sweet it would be if one day I found that I could fly. I'd soar to the sun and I'd look down at the sea. And I'd sing, oh yeah, 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 say hey, hey. And I'd swing, I'd know at last that I belong to the human race. One day I got to know it soon, cause my second soul is coming around now. About July 7th, she's coming around now. Hold on. Yes, I'd sing. If I could be a bird in the sky, if I could know another world, if I could feel free for one time in my life, for 1 minute of my life, Lord, how it would feel to be
to Tornado Radio. This is Michelle M. from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is A Change Is Gonna Come from 1964 by Sam Cooke. This song was inspired by various personal events in Cooke's life. The song became an anthem for the American Civil Rights Movement. This is the same year that U.S. Civil Rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. gives his famous speech, I Have a Dream. And also, U.S. President John F. Kennedy gets assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald. Enjoy.
Just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
You are listening to Tornado Radio.
This is Ashley from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we're playing music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Blowin' in the Wind from 1963 by Bob Dylan, who was a major supporter of the Civil Rights Movement. This is the same year of the infamous March on Washington. Enjoy!
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Thank you. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Shelby from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Save the Children from 1971 by Marvin Gaye. An interesting fact about Marvin Gaye is his famous album called What's Going On almost didn't even happen. He stated that from Jump Street, Motown fought What's Going On. They didn't like it, they didn't understand it, and they didn't trust it. Management said the songs were too long, too formless, and would get lost on a public looking for easy 3-minute stories. For months, they wouldn't even release it. My attitude had to be firm, put it out, or I'll never record for you again. This is the same year that Apollo 14 lift off on its third successful lunar landing mission.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? To save a world in despair? Who really cares? There'll come a time,
there'll come a time,
when the world won't be singing,
when the world won't be singing,
flowers won't grow,
flowers won't grow, no,
bells won't be ringing,
no, bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world?
To save a world
that's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live
for life.
Live for life.
But let live. Everybody,
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want them, you got them. Save the babies. Oh, I feel you got feeling. You will save the babies. All of the children.
But who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Hi Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Poppy Stamberg from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Amazing Grace from 1960 by Mahalia Jackson. A woman so amazing that when speaking about her, Martin Luther King said, "A voice like this comes not once in a century, but once in a millennium." And in 1954, she became the first gospel singer to have her own show on network radio. This was the same year Senator McCarthy was formally censored by the Senate, effectively ending his communist witch hunts. Enjoy!
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Sonia, your spin master from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Bridge Over Troubled Water from 1970 by Simon and Garfunkel. Did you know this song led to the duo's split? After Paul Simon encouraged Art Garfunkel to solo on this song, jealousy got the best of him while listening to Garfunkel perform, and later that year, he decided to venture out on his own. Also that same year, the Kent State shootings occurred in Ohio. This shooting prompted student strikes on hundreds of campuses throughout the U.S. and further degraded the public opinion of our country's involvement in Vietnam. This was truly a time that the listener needed a bridge over the divide in our country, and Simon and Garfunkel's music provided that. Enjoy the song.
Shine all your Concordia. You are listening to Tornado Radio. This is Yasin. This hour we are playing the music of civil rights movement. Next up is Oh Freedom from 1956 by Odeta. Odeta was significant to the civil rights movement because the majority of her songs were recorded to support the workers of movement. And her songs were a huge source of inspiration to many civil rights activists. This is the same year that the United States Supreme Court declares illegal the state and municipal laws requiring segregated buses in Montgomery, Alabama, this ending the Montgomery bus boycott. Thank you for listening. Bye. Of me.
Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Amanda from Music 1333 American Popular Music. This hour we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Papa is a Rolling Stone from 1972 by The Temptations. An interesting fact about this group is the story goes that lead singer Dennis Edwards hated the song because the date, September 3rd, is when his own father died. However, Edwards' father actually passed away on October 3rd. Obviously a tale for good drama. This is the same year that the Watergate scandal occurred, which would lead to President Nixon being the first president in history to resign 2 years later. Enjoy!
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him, never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you,
Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
Papa was a rolling stone.
That comet,
wherever he laid his hat was Hello, Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Alex from Music 1333, American Popular Music Class. This hour, we're playing the music of civil rights movements, and next up is the song When Will Our Day Come by Jackie Wilson, written in 1967. Interesting fact about the artist, he actually started as a boxer, but moved into music when he was 17. Bad child overall, he was in a gang, he was drinking since he was like 9, and was in prison before he was 16. So 1967 is the same year when Rolling Stone issued the very first magazine, and interracial marriage became constitutional by the decision of U.S. Supreme Court. Anyway, enjoy!
Somebody tell me.
Oh,
doing it.